Hello and welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast. I'm Chieko.
And I'm Yasuko.
And we are two gals exploring the funny gap we find ourselves in between Japan and the USA. The bicultural and bilingual experience has morphed into a mashup of the two worlds we affectionately call Japanglish. In today's episode, we reminisce about the charming Japanese sparklers called osenko and the delights of shaved ice and air conditioning. Let's listen in.
こんにちは。ロスジャパこと、ロストインジャパングリッシュへようこそ。ナビゲーターのやっこと、
ちーちゃんです。
ロスジャパは、日米文化の狭間に生きる私たちが、日頃体験する文化や言語の奇妙な違いについて語り合う、ゆるトークを除くポッドキャストです。ジャパングリッシュと呼ぶ独自の世界で、まぜこぜバイリンガル形式で話しています。今日のエピソードでは、夏の風物詩である線香花火やかき氷、そして夏の必須アイテム、エアコンについての会話を覗いてみましょう。
So Yasuko, what have you been doing this summer? We're at the end of August. I'd love to hear what you'd like to do for fun.
Well, in Tokyo at least, it is so hot here. It's humid, it's crazy hot.
Oh.
The humidity is like over 80%.
Oh my gosh.
I know. It's super hot. So what I do is I try to find places where I can have the AC on.
Oh, okay.
Which means I go to cafes, mm-hmm. I go to home appliance stores. Like places where they have like really huge ACs on.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been doing this week.
So my sister's cat, so, mm-hmm. you know, Masako lives in Hawaii where it's mm-hmm. hot, you know, a lot. It's very humid there as well. It's not as bad as, I don't think, as Japan mm-hmm. in August. But so she has this cat that's like really fluffy. And you know how like, you know, when you think about cats, like, you know, you think of them like a kotatsu de neteru, you know, like they like warm spots.
Hi, hi, hi.
But since she lives in Hawaii, her cat loves the AC.
Oh.
And whenever she turns the AC on, his name is Taro. Uh-huh. And Taro runs over and lays in front of the AC.
Oh,
and he's like, and then it just blows on his belly. And then you touch him and he's like cold.
Oh, really? あ、でもね、わかる。そのね、太郎の気持ち超わかる。What have you been doing for summer fun, though?
For summer fun, gosh, what have we been doing? We like to go to street fairs a lot. In the summer in Seattle, there's lots of street fairs and lots of just events that happen around town just because it's guaranteed nice weather. And we like to go see like the local artists who have booths at the street fairs and the farmers markets and stuff. John was actually just mentioning the Evergreen State Fair is happening this weekend. Do you remember that it takes place in Monroe, Washington?
Oh, I remember the name, but I don't remember the fair.
This particular fair is very much a like chicken racing, pigs and goats kind of a fair.
Oh, really?
It's like farm, you know, it's out in farm country. Uh-huh. So he was asking about it and we're thinking about going.
いいな。行きたいそういうの。Like recently here in Tokyo, we have farmers market とか、マーケット形式のものだんだん増えてきてるんだけど、このアメリカのっていうか、まあ、シアトルの役は分かるところではこうちょっとカントリーサイズにあるローカルフェアみたいなの、
yep.
そういうのがすごく懐かしい感じはする。
Yeah, it's like I don't know if you remember like the Bite of Seattle、which is a big event that happens at the Space Needle in the Seattle Center、mm-hmm. where a lot of restaurants set up booths and you can go in and get in, you can try their foods and stuff. That's why they call it the Bite of Seattle and gather, you know, a lot of people from a lot of places and stuff. So there's a lot of stuff like that mm-hmm. happens around town usually every weekend. You know, there's music festivals and Bumper Shoot, which is a big music festival that happens Labor Day weekend, which is the first weekend of September. Where we get some pretty big bands and stuff that come.
Aye, aye,
aye. Yeah, so we definitely like to do stuff like that, but What else do we like to do in the summer? I mean, mostly we like to stay here in Seattle. We don't like to travel too much. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because we live on the water, we like to go crabbing and try and catch fresh crab, which is super fun and delicious. So we do a lot of that. And then like usually on the 4th of July, which is, you know, our big summer holiday, there's the fireworks and everything. So we usually have like a party at our house because there's fireworks that happen in our neighborhood.
Yeah, like I do remember the 4th of July fireworks.
Yeah.
As a child and also recently when I visited you, 久々にだったからすごいやっぱ良かったよね。ちょっと日本も花火あるじゃない？こう花火大会があるし、まあ自分たちでやるあの線香花火とかもあるんだけど、そのや
お線香花火懐かしい
でしょ？ね、あの線香花火はたまらないんだよね。It's like it's really nothing. It's just sparkling.
I know, but it's so much fun.
Oh, you feel that way too?
なんかすっごい懐かしい。
そうそう、
結構、ね、やりたいね。
うん、やりたいやりたい。今度持っていくね。持っていけんのかな。
いや、持ってけないよ。でもそれは絶対ダメだと思う。
あ、ダメか。ダメだよね。取られちゃうね、それね。Yeah, but
well, we have sparklers. Do you remember the sparklers? They're it's actually a metal stick,、
mm-hmm.
and then it's like ピカピカピカピカ。
あれそうかやっぱり。
But you know, the 日本のってこう垂らすやつがあるじゃない。
そうそうそうそう。
Yeah, that's like すごいなんか日本。って感じ。
そう、これすごくね、この素朴な感じ、この the I think it's paper, it's made out of paper.
Yeah, yeah. It's like pink and yellow and gold or something.
もうなんかもうちってちぎれちゃってもおかしくないようなこう頼りないものに、しかも頼りないパチパチパチみたいなのがついてて、でも、
oh, so、
そう、これはどんな Hanabi yori mo suki kamo shirenai ne. Like, I love the big Hanabi Taikai fireworks here as well. Yan and I go to Yan's cousin's house in Tokyo almost every year. And we go to the big Hanabi festivals.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, but 家でやる場合は絶対線香花火だね。
Like, what comes to mind for me is like, こう浴衣着て、こうしゃがんで、線香こう、
そうそうまさにそう、その、
yeah, like that's totally the image that comes to my head when I think about like 花、you know, 夏、8月、you know, in Japan.
変わってない、変わってない。もう今もそう。
But I remember I loved bondori. That was like my favorite thing in summer in Japan. I would practice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like I was totally like such a nerd when it came to that. I would learn it and I would practice and then we would be like, oh, let's go to the omatsuri to do it in the big group. And, you know, I was so excited to wear the yukata and everything. Like, I loved all that stuff.
でも覚えてない。覚えてないっていうか知らなかった。ちーちゃんがそんな一生懸命盆踊りを覚えようとしてたなんて。
Yeah, it was so, I loved it so much. Because a lot of times when we would visit Japan, it would be the summertime because that was, you know, we were on summer break from school.
I see, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
When we were children. So, yeah, that was always looked forward to the 盆踊り。
盆踊りはやっぱりね、いいよね。見ててもいいし、like Mian's mother, my mother-in-law, she loves the 盆踊り。踊るのが好きだから、そのためだけでも一生懸命頑張って
頑張ってる。
そう、かわいいんだよね。So, so, so.
And the food.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like the food was, like, a big deal, too. Like, I loved kakigori.
Hi, hi, hi.
And then, we actually brought, my mom and dad brought the kakigori machine from Japan back in 1980 when we moved to the United States. It's like a manual kakigori thing. It's literally in my closet upstairs. I still have it to this day.
Does it still work?
So what? Because it's like a manual one, right?
Okay,
so you
okay,
put ice in it, and then you like goody goody goody. You have to do it yourself. But I would always put like karu pieces kakete tabete. That was my favorite.
Karu piece kakete tando.
I love karu piece.
Karu piece はね美味しいね。あれは好きだね。
So I remember that, and then like, you know, and in the at the festivals and stuff, like there would be like. お好み焼きとか、
はいはいはいはい、
美味しいものがたくさんある。
その時ってたこ焼きもある？結構焼きそばとお好み焼きはよくあるなって思うんだけど。
I don't know. I don't remember because as a child, I didn't like takoyaki, even though I'm obsessed with it now. Yeah, I didn't like it when I was a kid. I think the idea of eating octopus was a little weird for me.
そういうこと？なるほどね。
But now I'm like, I can't get enough of takoyaki and I will eat it wherever it's available. And it's not available in very many places here.
Do you have a takoyaki ki?
No,
oh,
but okay. I'm thinking about getting one because I would like to be able to make a gluten-free takoyaki.
Yeah.
Everything's available on Amazon.com. I have my eye on this, this grill thing. I can't remember what it's called, but I think it's manufactured in Japan and it's relatively small, but it's like you can get a takoyaki plate for it. To make takoyaki, and then it can just be like a regular hot plate too. So you can make like okonomiyaki and stuff. Yeah. So I was thinking about maybe getting one of those so I can make my takoyaki at home.
多分そのプレートとたこ焼き器セットになってるやつはあのこっちでもかなりみんな持ってて、だけどやっぱりあのお好み焼きとかたこ焼きって粉物っていうのね。Because it's made out of flour mainly. で、こうその粉物はね、やっぱり関西、大阪の人たちの方がすごいこうハードコアにっていうかハードコアって失礼かもしれないけど、こう結構本当頻繁に食べるから、もう一家に一台ってよく言うんだけど、I think everyone
has. What does that mean?
一家って one house, one family
house,
per one house だもんね。一家に一台はあるものだし、もう本当によく食べる。うちの父親が関西出身なので、like we definitely have one, or my parents have one.
Of course, of course. Your parents have everything.
All the gadgets and home appliances,
absolutely.
でもやっこはね、多分食べ物で言うと流しそうめん、まあ
流しそうめん。
Like, speaking of my dad,
like, I was gonna say, like, didn't your dad do
nothing? So, so, my parents live in a condo, でしょ? で、condo なのに、one day, my dad went somewhere to get bamboo, で、それを vertical に, you cut it open, right?
And right,
then,
right.
Yeah, you lay it down, slightly tilted.And then you go run the water in the bamboo. で、そうめんをそのヌードルをこう流すんだよね。Then you catch it with the chopsticks. We did that in our condo.
But what is the purpose of that? Just for fun?
Well, I did a little research on this, and I understand that it originated in Kyushu area, which is southern part of Japan. And it's hot down there, right? And so the people tried to find a way to kind of cool down. 冷たい食べ物を食べてちょっとひんやりする方法を考えた時に、その流しそうめんってなんかこう涼むじゃない？こう水が流れてて、ちょっと冷たいし、で、京都だとこうレストランとかもあって、あの川の上にレストランがあって、そこで流しそうめん食べられたり、 So you get the こう涼む atmosphere.のためだと思う。
涼む。What is the translation of that?
I'm struggling with that right now.
Okay, well, we'll definitely have to investigate and then make sure we put that in the study guide.
Yes, definitely. そう、結構難しいと思う。涼む。考えた、探しておきます。
Include that for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so funny. Your dad always likes to do lots of interesting things like that. So it's just like, it's entertaining, I think.
Yeah. He likes to, I think he's a foodie. Do you know?
Yes.
So,
I think all Japanese are foodies.
Yes.
that's a generalization. The entire country are foodies. Comparatively, I think.Other places in the world.
Yeah, こう日本人は多分そこまで自分がフーディーだとは考えてないと思うんだけどね。でも世界的に見たら多分すごくフーディーな人が
敏感だよね。
そう敏感だし。
Yeah, like, you can appreciate really good food.
Yeah. It's I think part of the fun for any season, of course, and for any occasion. We do focus on food.
Yeah. It's a big deal. There's so much culture that surrounds food, history that surrounds food, for sure.
The problem with my dad, though, is that you know, the things that you can do at a restaurant, like the sushi experience, he wants to bring that into our house.
God, him and John both.
ジョンの話聞くと本当にうちのお父さんにそっくりだなって感じがしますね。
You know, when we were in Japan, we went to the sento, onsento ka itte, and he's like, oh, we gotta have these Japanese baths in our house. And then, and then he, you know, tried the washiretto, and he's like, oh, we gotta have one of those in our house.
Oh,
and
then, he like
all these things, like, he's like, we have to have this in our house.
さすがジョン。本当に。
Which reminds me of your dad.
Oh, yeah, yeah. もう完全に同じ人だね、それは。え、ウォシュレット気に入っちゃった？
すっごい気に入っちゃった。
I hear a lot of visitors really like it when they experience it.
Yeah. I mean, it is available here in the States. It's very rare. You don't see them very much, but it's usually like at a Japanese restaurant or a Japanese household might have one. I feel like folks here in the States they're a little bit weirded out by the warm toilet seat because it reminds them of like a toilet seat that somebody's already been sitting on.
So.
Yeah. So things like that, you know, it's a little bit, I think a little bit just foreign and different for Americans, but John totally wants to have a washlet. Like when we redo our bathroom, he's going to hook up the plumbing so we can hook up the water and everything for the washlet.
本当にやろうとしてるんだね。すごい。 Yeah, like I'm still not comfortable with the washlet though.
I don't like it.
やっぱそうだね。 そう。 あの、乙姫。 I'll go old school.そうそうそう、あのヤンも好きなんだよ、ウォシュレット。男性はね、結構みんなウォシュレットにこだわるね。乙姫は好きなんだけどね。 Do you know the
乙姫って何？
乙姫はそのフラッシングサウンドを流してくれるやつ。
Oh, yeah. that is a funny thing too. When I tell peopleHear about that, they're always like, wow, that's so weird. They don't know what, you know, like a lot of times they're confused by the button.
So the actual flushing button. Yeah.
But yeah, the toilet culture is a whole different thing.
I know. We have to do an episode on just toilet.
Exactly. Yeah. We'll definitely keep that for a future episode. Might include a few of the things in our study guide for today, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I was speaking, I remember.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode and invite you to subscribe to our podcast. If you're looking to take your conversational language and cultural understanding to the next level, we invite you to join the Lost in Japanglish Academy over at japanglishacademy.com, where you'll get our in-depth study kit for each podcast episode, including the transcripts, study guides, and bonus content.For more Lost in Japanglish, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか。今日の会話のテキストは学習用プラットフォームロスジャパアカデミーでぜひチェックしてみてください。テキスト以外にも日常会話やビジネスシーンで使えるフレーズ集など英会話の上達や異文化理解に役立つ情報が満載ですので、ロスジャパのウェブサイトからアクセスしてください。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねをして応援をお願いいたします。それでは来週またお会いできることを楽しみにしています。